This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. Census Bureau is out today with its big American Community Survey, a trove of data on states and counties. One of the many findings, 30% of adults ages 25 and over had a bachelor's degree or higher last year. That's up from about 28% 5 years earlier. But the real eye-opener, for the first time, women in that age group were more likely to have an undergraduate degree than men. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
Across the country, the growth in college degrees was pretty widespread. Kurt Bauman is chief of the education branch at the U.S. Census Bureau.
This is happening in rural areas, in urban areas, in the north, south, east, and west. There's an increase in educational attainment in counties everywhere.
Bauman says young women have been outpacing young men for a while in getting degrees. Last year was the first time women overall moved ahead. Anthony Carnevale directs the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce. He says the U.S. is still far behind other developed countries in producing college graduates, and one big reason is the growing cost.
We're going to have to find a whole new way to do college. We've got to figure out how we can provide more college more efficiently and at lower cost.
And help more students finish. Another recent report found that of the 3 million people who started college in 2009, just over half of them graduated 6 years later. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.